Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Andy. I needed to let you know that we are coming down to the wire on RebateJet.com. What's RebateJet? It's a platform I created for you guys, the small to medium-sized sellers trying to compete against those big brands with those big budgets. Go now to RebateJet.com, sign up for that free seller account before it goes away this month. Now, why do you want to be a part of RebateJet? Just a few things. You can list promo codes for free. You can offer 3 rebates free per day. You can list your products and sell them directly to our customers on our website. We even have a free liquidation marketplace for you to unload products that didn't work out. We also have something else crazy in the works. You guys are going to love it. Go now, RebateJet.com. Now onto the show.
Welcome to the Seller Roundtable e-commerce coaching and business strategies with Andy Arnott and Amy Wiese.
So when you say carrier means whoever carries that insurance policy for you. So correct. I might come to you for quote on insurance, but you're going to issue me a policy that comes from one of possibly many carriers exactly. who can meet my needs.
Exactly.
And then it's that carrier that's going to end up defending me for that policy that I have, right?
Exactly. So what we do is we kind of quote for you. So we look at over 30 different companies and find you the best price and the best coverages. So instead of you having to fill out 30 applications to find coverage, you give us one application and we shop it for you.
And what happens if this seller who sold this pull-up bar did not provide instructions?
So if they didn't provide instructions and warning labels, they would probably end up having to settle outside of court. They have $1 million policy and it costs them around $1,500 a year for this coverage. We're way over $50,000 in legal fees already. So they're getting $50,000 of legal fees. They paid $1,500 for this policy. You can see the, cost.
So it's also important though, the important lesson learned there as well though, is this seller probably has a little bit more defense because they took the time to think about, okay, what could go wrong? Am I providing, how many Amazon sellers out there just put their product out there, no instructions, no nothing. I've heard it so many times from people and they go, well, it's in the listing. I'm not gonna go back to your listing after I've purchased the product and try to learn how to install it or put it together right. or something like that. Like a lot of people are not doing it justice. I always tell people, make sure your packaging is as retail as possible, meaning it needs to have everything in it that a major product that you would buy from a store has in
right.
it. Because there's a reason it's like that, right? There's a reason.
People are stupid and don't read instructions. I have learned so much over the last 5 years about how stupid people are who buy online.
Well, I mean, just in general, buying anywhere, like buying products, you just never know. Like the hot coffee thing, right? From McDonald's.
Right.
I mean, I was watching something about that the other day on Netflix and I was like, wow, okay.
Right. You have to dumb it down.
$1,500 million policy covered them. And so he didn't have to pay anything out of pocket. What about
so far right now it's where they're trying to settle outside of court. So there's been no settlement. There should be no reason that the court ends up settling with him. I think we'll be able to get him off completely.
So if you have to settle outside of court, does your insurance policy cover that? So
example, you would have $1 million in coverage as your base up to whatever.
So it would just be if you settled for higher than that $1 million. And then
correct.
What happens? So, when you get in a car accident, I hate that. I hate insurance for that. You get in a car accident and then they slap you with an expensive policy after that. And you're like, man, like I haven't been through enough trauma, right? Does that happen?
Yeah, it does. I mean, they paid out $50,000 and you paid $1,500. They're going to increase your premium the next year. Now it's not going to go up $50,000, but they're going to try to recoup some because they just worked out a bunch of money for your little policy. But it's not crazy, but it's going to go up. I'm telling you, it'll go up.
Got it. Andy, sorry. You're so quiet.
Oh, no, actually I had a question. I was just waiting for my time to pounce. Speaking of pounce, Speaking of pounds, sorry,
my
mind's everywhere. Have you guys seen the cougar video from Utah about the guy on the running trail?
No.
Okay, when nobody leave right now, but when this is done, go and Google. Oh, you're gonna do it right now. See, I shouldn't have told
you. No, I'm just writing
it down. Look up like some dude was jogging on a jogging trail in Utah and came on upon a cougar, and it chases him down for like 2 minutes, and he's just like, today's not the day. Go back to your babies. Like, leave me alone. You don't want to eat me. Like, you could tell that, like, he's freaking out, but he's also, like, trying to be smart. And it's just, I won't tell you what happens, but go and watch it when you get a chance. It is unbelievable.
Where was it at?
In Utah. Yeah. Okay. It's crazy. It's all over the news. Like, if you Google it, you'll find it. But anyway, on that note, the dangers. It's so scary. Everything's scary. Like time frame when, you know, you could just be like, kick rocks. In other words, like, if I buy a lawnmower and I have it for like 15 years and I've used it so much that, like, the bolt that's holding the blade in, you know, deteriorates enough where the blade goes flying off and, you know, hits somebody, like, can they still come after you? Or can you be like, no, like, this is that's reasonable wear. Like, I mean, you know, how does that work?
They can still list you in the lawsuit whenever they want. But the statute of limitations is going to vary by state on what they can actually charge you with.
Hmm.
Again, you can be listed in a lawsuit that you have nothing to do with.
Right. For any reason, anybody can list you on a lawsuit, right?
Anyone, anytime. The big thing that we see with this is the commingling. If you're commingling your products, you can be listed in a lawsuit for an item that wasn't even yours. I mean, as long as you're selling the same thing, they could list all 50 of you who are selling XYZ widgets because it was all commingled.
Right.
So again, we're in such a sue happy, litigious environment. People are going to sue for anything that they want, and they're going to list everybody in the chain of command.
Yeah. Wow. That's crazy.
About on your own.
Yikes.
I love all of the stories. So give me another scary story.
Yeah. So this wasn't our customer, but this was one that just recently came out that is helping kind of pave the way to change the rules with Amazon. And it was the dog leash. I don't know. Did you guys hear about this one?
Yeah, I have.
Okay. Amy, have you?
I don't know. There's so many.
It's a retractable one. It came and hit him in the face, right?
Came back and hit him in the eye. And he was like an architect. So now he's saying that he can't work for the rest of his life because his vision is whatever. And he's had tons of surgery. And he's asking for millions of dollars. Well, they can't find the person who owns the Amazon store because supposedly they're in China and all of that stuff. But he came back and like hit him in the eye and now they're suing.
Yikes. Well, and that brings up a good point, which, I mean, the other thing to realize too is that now Amazon requires that your address, your business address, be listed on Amazon. So
and that is because of this dog leash.
Yeah.
This whole problem.
Yep. Yep. So now it's easier to track you down if you do, you know, if somebody does want to come after you. So even more important in terms of getting protected.
And we're thinking, like, we're seeing the trend with the legal system on showing that, like, you are going to have to be required to upload your certificate of insurance. Like, that is coming. The courts are, you know, already starting to fight over this. Amazon has said, okay, we'll make it required as long as you make eBay require it and Wayfair required and all of those things. So it's coming. We really think that maybe next year they're going to make a company announcement. And if you don't have your certificate of insurance uploaded into Amazon, that they're just going to suspend a bunch of people. And I think that's great for you sellers that are doing things the right way. Hopefully this will get off, you know, the people in China that have, you know, 300 accounts. We do think it's going to be a good thing for you guys.
Yeah. If somebody contacts you and requests a policy, how long does it take for you to shop around and then to present a policy and then for it to be, is there like a period that where you're not insured once you pay, like, how does that work in terms of timeline?
So if you're doing just RA, OA and wholesale, usually within a day or so, we can get you shopped. If you're doing product or private labels, sometimes it takes us about a week, depending on how risky your items are. And it's active as soon as you pay. So if you pay today, then it's active today and it starts today. The insurance companies are really good. So like if you get a claim notice today and you buy a policy today, they're going to know. So
right.
Wait for the house to be on fire to call for insurance policy.
Right.
They will figure that stuff out. But we can get it active very, very quickly.
Right. It's like being on the phone when the fire's like at your door, right?
Exactly. Yeah. I need that insurance policy now.
Yeah. Yeah. We've learned. Yeah. We had to learn that one the hard way too. Yeah.
Yeah. So we had a claim with this one too. This is another fun one, Amy. One of my clients came to me at one of the conferences and was like, hey, quote this insurance. So we quoted it like at the conference and he's like, cool, I'll get back with you. Well, I followed up a little bit later and he's like, I decided I don't want it yet. Well, then he called me about 6 months later and he's like, hey, about that insurance policy. And I was like, yeah. He's like, I would like it now. And I was like, okay. And he's like, they were putting up racking in their warehouse and there was a pipe. Well, they had to move the pipe to get the racking up. I guess they didn't get it tight enough and they had water damage. He had 6 inches of water in his warehouse and lost $180,000 worth of product. He had $180,000 worth of product and it was 6 inches underwater.
Oh.
Like it's not, I can't cover what's happened in the past. I can cover it if it happens again, but you're out $180,000, bud. I'm sorry.
Yikes. I don't like those stories at all. That's that you never want to do that after the fact, right?
Right.
So any other kind of pitfalls or, you know, when getting a policy, I know that, you know, there's different types of policies like umbrella, like, can you kind of explain, like, I know we talked about, you know, the general and product, but I've heard of umbrella too. What's umbrella?
So your umbrella is going to be above and beyond your general and product liability. So if you have $1 million base policy and you got $1 million umbrella, it literally is like puts over it. So you go through your $1 million general liability first, and then you go to your $1 million in umbrella policy. So you really have $2 million worth of coverage. Another big policy to think about is if you're sourcing in your vehicle, your personal vehicle, and you don't have a business policy. If you are in an accident, the carrier can deny your claim because you're on business use and you don't have a business policy. So that's another one big to think about is how you're using your personal vehicle.
Interesting. So if you're driving, if you're dropping stuff off at like UPS
and
you get in an accident, then technically like you should be claiming with the business, not with your personal insurance.
Exactly.
Interesting.
So remember, business is business, personal is personal.
Right.
Another big one that we see along the automobile is transit coverage. So let's say I'm sourcing at Target and I get $2,000 worth of product at Target, and then I go to Walmart and that $2,000 worth of product gets stolen out of my car. Again, you have a personal policy. Your personal policy is not going to cover that $2,000 in business products. You need business and transit. So that, again, remember, personal is personal, business is business. Unless you can lie to the carrier to make it seem like that was your personal stuff, they're going to know it's for business and not cover that.
Well, at least the holidays are coming. So you can be like, oh, no, these are all for family members. I'm sending gifts out early this year.
Yeah, 47 toothbrushes and 16 of toothpaste.
Absolutely.
I'm giving everybody bras this year. Everybody gets bras.
No, I don't think it'll fit me. I mean, I can try them on, but yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, you might not be able to get away with that
one. Yeah, I don't know. I can give them to my wife, though.
There you go.
So, all right, Amy, anything else that you wanted covered?
I was on mute. I was practicing good Zoom.
Whatever etiquette. I saw it was funny when I asked you, it was like deer in the headlights. Sorry, I didn't mean to put you on the spot there. Like, what? Who me?
Nah. Well, you know, I think that we should, in true Seller Roundtable fashion, we should ask Ashlyn if she has any recommendations for new business owners just getting started. So that would be our first question. Let's go there. Do you have any recommendations, Ashlyn, for somebody just getting started
with
your business?
Think of your business as a true business. Don't think of this as an online business. Think about it as if you were a brick and mortar business. Don't take shortcuts just because you think you're safe behind your keyboard. People are just as likely to sue you if it's a big box store versus an online store. So stop thinking of yourself as being safe just because you have a keyboard between you. Think of yourself as a brick and mortar business and protect yourself the way that you should if you were brick and mortar.
Love that. I always say that. Treat it like a business. Don't treat it like an Amazon business. It's not, that's Jeff Bezos. Treat it like a that's side his hustle. Business.
It's a business. It's a business and you should protect yourself as such.
Yes. Love that. And any motivational podcasts, books that you're reading, anything like that, that is really keeping you motivated right now outside of driving that train around.
Always be learning.
I am reading a book and I can't remember the life of me what it's called right now.
Uh-oh, that means it's snooze fest.
It's just, but I just brand new. One of my girlfriends told me about it and I just and so not really.
What's the premise? What's the storyline?
It's about women entrepreneurs.
All right. Woman power.
Woman power.
All right. Good stuff.
So I guess the last thing is, how do people get in contact with you in order to get their insurance life straight?
Right. There's so many ways. So you can reach me on Facebook, Ashlyn D. Haddon, or Ashlyn Protects My Assets. I'm on Facebook. I'm on YouTube. I have Instagram. You can email me at sales@ashlynhaddoninsurance.com. Smoke signals, all kinds of like.
What about the actual website? Can they go to ashlynhaddoninsurance.com?
Yep. www.ecom.insure. ecom.insure.
Okay, there we go.
We need a jingle for that. We need a jingle.
To go along, like, all aboard, toot, toot.
Okay, Andy, I need your two-year-old to find me a jingle that says
win it. Okay, I will. So you can introduce, like, as he's singing, you can introduce words and he will incorporate it into his song. So I'll see if I can, you know, get on the poop.
When you're knee deep in the poop, go to ecominsure.
There we go.
.com.
There we go. Boop, boop. Yeah,
I like it.
There it is.
I will type in the ecom.insure in the little chat because there's no .com. It's just .insure.
Yep. Got it.
Okay.
Got it. .insure.
Ecom.insure. Yep. Hey, that's even better for the knee deep in the poop.
There
song.
You go.
I like it.
All right.
We'll put that in the podcast notes as well for all of you listeners out there. And Andy, do you want to wrap it up?
I needed to mention this because this is in the news, right? And it's going to affect tons of people. So just announced today, Google accused by Justice Department of search monopoly in landmark antitrust case. This is going to be really interesting because I think that, you know, as a technologist, I'm a huge fanboy when it comes to technology. But over the last few years, I've just seen in my own personal businesses, you know, my family being greatly affected by the overreach, the overpower of some of these companies. I mean, you know, just look at Amazon right now. My product, Amy, is finally back online. It came back online this morning. It's been 20 days. So it's just one of those things where, you know, I've been on the platform
insurance against Amazon.
Well, I've been on the platform since 2012. I mean, I've listed, you know, literally uploaded, you know, hundreds, if not thousands of bulk files. I mean, people hire me to troubleshoot this kind of issue. And the fact that at my knowledge level and with my connections, the only reason I think I was finally able to get this worked out is because I have an ad manager, because I spend a lot of money on Amazon ads. So I have my own personal ad manager. I have his email address. I have his phone number. So he was able to help me troubleshoot this. But if I was just Joe Seller who just started out, like, my product would probably still be down. And then, you know, my whole story with, you know, Google taking down my seven-figure app business for a trademark dispute or a trademark thing that was ridiculous, that could have been an email saying, hey, don't do that. Take this down. We would have done it immediately. And so I think that as much as I hate government overreach, I think that, you know, Facebook, Google, Apple, Amazon, all these companies are just getting too big and too powerful. And I mean, even with, you know, I don't want to get into any politics, but even with the election coming up, you know, how they control the narrative, you know, either algorithmically or by having this, you know, board that who knows who's on this board, you know,
very
so
powerful.
It's scary. So I'm, you know, happy to see this. You know, because I think that, you know, that these companies really need to check themselves before they wreck themselves. And I think they've given them, the government's been kind of hinting at this and they haven't really reined it in. So I think that, you know, it's going to be a interesting thing to play out. I think this is the first domino that's going to drop. I think Amazon's probably going to be the next, followed by, I actually think Microsoft might be another one. They just signed a deal with, you know, I can't remember the AI company that Elon Musk helped find, but they got an exclusive deal there. So it's just like all this, these, you know, the control of this technology and the way that it's being deployed is scary. It's also exciting, but it's, you know, the way that it's being used is scary. But anyway, guys, go check that out, read up on it. It's pretty interesting. It's going to be something of interest to watch because it's going to affect us all. You know, as small businesses, you know, we are definitely at a disadvantage compared to all these giant corporations who can throw money in and, you know, all these, what do you call it when they influence Congress? Help me out here. Lobbyists, all those kinds of people, you know, it's rigged. It's rigged against, you know, against the small businesses. And it never used to be that way. In this country, small businesses were the champions. And now it's, you know, now we're catering to these giant, you know, corporations. So it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out. I'm you know, somebody who's pro, you know, business, but on one hand, you know, I definitely think that we're kind of as small businesses getting the shaft. Anyway, enough on that. I went off on a tangent there, but everybody who's listening live, thank you so much for watching us today. If you have not yet, we really appreciate you going and subscribing to the podcast, sellerroundtable.com. You can listen to us live every Tuesday at 1 PM. Also sellerroundtable.com /live to be on this Zoom call, to ask questions, to kind of interact with us. We will stop the recording. We'll stop the live at the end here. And then we do like a Q&A, which is like just like a private Q&A where you guys can ask us questions about your business. So it's really just like free help. So guys, check that out. If you have reviewed us or given us, you know, any type of rating, we really, really appreciate that, guys. Thank you so much. Amy, we got number 2 on the Seller Sessions podcast poll, which is pretty epic. So thank you guys if you voted for us on that. Number 2 is pretty awesome, seeing as how the number 1 podcast is run by, you know, a multi-million dollar VC-backed company. So to me, that's pretty epic. So thank you guys for that. And we will see you guys next time on the Seller Roundtable. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for tuning in. Join us every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time for live Q&A and bonus content after the recording at sellerroundtable.com. Sponsored by the ultimate software tool for Amazon sales and growth, sellerseo.com and amazingathome.com.